from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. A week from today, we'll be on 96.5 The Fan, the entire station going to 96.5 The Fan, launching that station, the first ever full-time FM sports station in Kansas City, home for the Chiefs, Royals, Kansas State, and Missouri. All the play-by-play broadcasts going to be on 96.5 The Fan. That'll happen next Thursday at 6 in the morning. You'll still be able to listen on the Odyssey app. Nothing else is changing. Just going to be a better station that's going to have everything in one spot for you, and we're fired up to move over to FM.
So by preseason game number 2, you will catch it right here, 96.5 The Fan. It's a big deal to have this all under one roof. No music, they'll be on an all-sports station. The Chiefs will be on an all-sports station. The Royals have been on an all-sports station, now with an even stronger FM signal. So you'll get that crystal clear, no more driving under a bridge. You're like, hello, Bobby hit a homer there? None of that. Crystal clear FM signal, 96.5 The Fan.
Your Mahomes touchdown passes, Bobby Wood Jr. home runs, all on one station.
It's going to sound crisper. Mm-hmm. Sounds sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Playoff baseball sounds a little bit better to me, too, you know, on a little FM signal.
Man, I can't wait. And not only, I mean, it's just a great time personally. Chiefs are great. The Royals are in a playoff spot right now. Bobby Wood Jr., Patrick Mahomes, I'm in a good mood about this stuff, you know?
But we're all excited like that. You guys, some people have been asking, like, on Twitter and stuff. People sent me DMs like, are you excited? Like, what is this?
Yeah, is this good?
Seriously, we are all fired up. This is great news for you, the sports fan and sports radio listener, that obviously is some of the most passionate fans in the entire country. And yeah, personally, it's also great news for all of us. It's a really good thing.
We're not just putting on a show. It is legitimately good news for everybody.
Yeah, so we can't wait. Next Thursday, 6 a.m., when you start listening to Fesco in the morning there, you will hear it on 96.5 The Fan. And yes, it will be simulcast on what will be The Fan AM. Rear on 610 as well.
In case you live a little further out.
Did you see during the break, Drew pointed this out to us. Former Chief, the, what would that be? The UFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Damn straight.
Breland Speak signed with the team the Chiefs are playing on Saturday, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We might get to see Breland Speaks in a Jags uni.
That's fine.
I don't think he'll get on the field that fast. Good for Breland Speaks. I'm not even trying to be sarcastic. It is great for Breland Speaks that he had a career that went south in a hurry. Breland Speaks was out of the door with the Chiefs, never really picked up for any length of time with anybody. Seemed like his football career was dead, and now he's signed with an NFL team after fighting back. He was the Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL. He really did resurrect his career. I don't know if he'll make more out of this run in the NFL as he did the last time. Maybe he's just a rotational defensive lineman and finds a nice career in doing that. But good, I mean, for he's getting signed. I told you the Chiefs should have brought him back Make the redemption here.
I mean, he's getting signed on August 8th. There's already been 14, 15 training camp practices. It's not like they brought him at the beginning of camp. That's the only part that's, you know, makes it less likely that I believe he'll actually stick with the Jags. Like, he's getting brought in pretty late to the game here.
Yeah, he is. But sometimes, you know, Donovan Smith got signed in, well, he was earlier than that, but
yeah, he got signed in like May.
But every once in a while, guys do get signed in August and still contribute a little bit. Wasn't that pretty much what like every rotational defensive end has been doing for like years? When they say Carlos Dunlap, veteran. Wasn't he in like...
Right, but Carlos Dunlap, I mean...
But Breland Speaks kind of has to play it that way. He was just playing in a full-time league. He wasn't going to... You know, some team needed to see that they needed some more defensive line help, and then, you know, going to see if it's going to work with Breland Speaks. Like, it might not lead to anything, but good for Breland. Do you think he makes one... Do you think he plays in an NFL game this year?
Breland Speaks?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I think he does.
No. You wanted the Chiefs to sign him back, and I was like, they're not going back down that road. There's no reason to. One, they also are set on the defensive line, but there's no reason to go back to the one bad draft experience you've had as a general manager.
Prove that it's not a bad. Prove that you had it right. You just got it.
Nobody wants
that. You were just wrong. When was he drafted? It was Brett Veach's first draft, right? So 2018? 6 years ago? Prove that you had it right 6 years ago, you know? See whether or not he makes a start. But good for, good for Breland Speaks. You had said earlier, we were having the conversation because Nick Wright over on FS1 had said he thought the Bears are going to play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's his official prediction. And I think you're admitting that you're taking a long shot and saying that long shot is going to go to the Super Bowl. And while I think the Bears is a pretty good answer, if you gave me any NFL team to choose best long shot to get there, because if Caleb Williams is just C.J. Stroud, right? If he's the goods, they got enough talent to make some noise in a much easier NFC than AFC. I think the answer for me is the Falcons, because when you get Kirk Cousins in a bad division with some talent around him and some competent coaching, which they're going to have, and he had in Minnesota, but some competent coaching, why couldn't they contend in the NFC? Who really scares you there other than the 49ers? And they might lose their number one wide receiver from last year in a couple of days or today or tomorrow. We don't know. But they could lose their number one wide receiver. There's no other really terrifying team in the NFC. Why couldn't it be the Falcons? The Bears have a really tough division. That's my hang up on them.
Right.
Their division is hard.
It is. It's tough. I still don't know about the coaching staff. I know they brought in a new offensive coordinator, Seth Waldron, there. In Chicago. We know they have talent on the roster. I just still question if Eberflus is the right guy for them. You know, he got the defense turned around last year. That's why he ultimately kept his job. So I still would question a little bit. I get all the hype around Chicago because Caleb Williams, based on reports at camp, also looks like the real deal. But you're right. I mean, that division, Jordan Love, thinking of a guy that has a ton of pressure, Jordan Love, fresh
Lions
off a contract.
Lions are
going
to be one of the favorites coming out of the NFC.
Minnesota has talent. We'll see what they do ultimately. Sam Darnold / J.J. McCarthy. I think the Falcons in the division they're in, the South, is definitely an easier path. For me, the NFC team I thought of, it was the Rams. It was the Rams a little bit based off of that division. Yeah, the 49ers are the top team in that division.
Stafford's healthy. He's good.
But when Stafford has been able to stay healthy, yeah, Cody, he's still been a really high level, like top 10 level when he's healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he won a Super Bowl, as we all know, a couple years ago. They have Cooper Kupp and Puka. Sean McVay is one of the bright offensive minds in the game. No Aaron Donald for the first time. That's an adjustment. How does that look on that defensive side of the ball? They don't have him anymore. He retired. But that division, yes, it's the Niners, but the Rams and Seahawks, like Seattle Seahawks aren't better than them. If you want to say they're the same, fine, but like the Rams, I think, are better. The Cardinals, I don't think they're taking a huge leap forward. So the Rams get in as a wild card, absolutely, and you never know, right? You never know how that can go. So I think the Rams would be my long shot team to make it to a Super Bowl.
Text line is suggesting the Saints think they'll end up in a wild card spot. I just don't know if they can win the Super Bowl with Derek Carr or get to the Super Bowl.
That ultimately is the question.
Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield has had, talk about a career resurgence. He has done that. Every year this happens. Whoever you think it is, this is why it could be the Bears, who actually won more games than this. You know, 2 years ago, there were six teams who won five games or less. So they stunk. Last year, half of those teams finished above 500. So that's how quickly they turned their seasons around. Colts, Rams, and Texans were all below. They won five or less games, and then the following year were above 500, and multiple of them made the postseason. So the Rams kind of feel like it's the same thing for them. If Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford and Sean McVay still their head coach, right? They'll probably be very competitive in the NFC. The quarterback play is what's fascinating over there is they don't have their Mahomes. I would argue that the three best quarterbacks in the league still are Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes, and then maybe Lamar Jackson. They're all in the AFC.
Yeah.
All the there's good quarterback play in the NFC, but there's not dominant quarterback play. There's not the guy who's going to just take over and run, you know, like Purdy's good, Stafford's good. Those are very good quarterbacks. You'd be more than happy to have them be your starters, but they don't dominate or control a game, I think, in the way of the four guys I just mentioned to you. That's where all the MVPs seem to be coming from, is that grouping of people.
It's almost like the NFC is like the, I don't want to call them failed vets, but Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, guys that didn't work out really at all in their first place, and then really young guys. And then you have Kirk Cousins obviously stuck in there too. I think Jordan Love is, what he did last year, he obviously has to piggyback last year with another good season, but I think the Packers are a group that can be a little bit of a dark horse. I don't know if I would have said the Bears anyways, but I forget the, who's the offensive coordinator at the Lions? What was his name again? His name's escaping me.
The Lions.
I can picture it. Yeah. Not Hilton. Hilton. Oh my God. Hayden Hooker, right?
No, I'm talking about the OC.
I thought you were talking about the quarterback.
No.
Campbell. Oh my God. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. Okay. Thank you.
It took a little bit.
Ben Johnson.
If
that took us way too long.
If the Bears, for whatever reason, fired Eberflus and they brought in Ben Johnson, I think I'd be more comfortable
Why did they just stick with Eberflus?
It's probably because the way that they finished the year actually on a relatively good. I mean, they won seven games and they had the number one overall pick because they got Roman Dunze. Like they make sense to make the playoffs, but I think the Super Bowl is too far of a long shot. Where if they would have gotten an offensive minded head coach instead of Eberflus, I think I would have maybe felt a little bit more comfortable picking the Bears to actually be that because Caleb Williams inherits a really good roster, but.
He does. Best situation of any rookie quarterback in NFL history.
You have limitations, I think, with the head coach. I think that maybe to the level of Sean McDermott, that's the reason why the Bears are not going to be, they cannot make the Super Bowl.
That's my concern.
Is Eberflus.
He kept the job because he was actually really good on the defensive side last year. They became a problem defensively for teams in the league. But I'm with you. You know my stance. I think you guys agree for the most part. If you are drafting a young rookie quarterback,
I'm always,
as the general manager, I am always starting out with an offensive minded head coach. Now they would argue, hey, we had a coach that was really good on the defensive side of the ball. We brought in Shane Waldron. And we believe he's going to be able to basically be in charge. You know, he's gonna be in charge of the offense and we'll let him do his own thing.
Like a young, great, like the up and coming mind in the NFL is this guy who's going to be the,
I mean, player. I would even take I would take Matt Nagy over Eberflus, just at least somebody who's thinking about how we're going to score points with this guy I just spent the number one overall pick on. I don't want the defensive guy.
It is weird, though, because the Bears, the Commanders, the Patriots all have defensive guys. Because the Commanders have Quinn.
True.
And then the Patriots have Jerron Mayo.
Here's the thing. The Commanders have a long history of stinking at quarterback, and so do not the Patriots. I can't argue their side of it. But
I hear they had a pretty good guy before.
But two out of three have a long history of not having very good quarterback play. Maybe they should be thinking about doing something different.
No, but in fairness,
they had offensive coaches during some of the
Commanders
stretches.
Also are a completely new regime. New owner, new team president, new GM. I'm with you. People in D.C. were not at the time when they hired Dan Quinn. Time people there like, yeah, they wanted an offensive minded head coach. That's obviously not what they got. And now we'll see what Jaden Daniels is, how his progression goes in D.C. And tonight, we'll see one of the other young rookie quarterbacks, Drake May, preseason football. There's two NFL games tonight.
You going to watch?
I will a little bit. Why not? One's at 6. The Royals are off tonight. So, yeah, 6 o'clock. Oh, I want to see what Drake May and Bryce Young look like. They're playing each other games on NFL Network.
Will you watch a single solitary second, Cody, of that game?
Royals aren't playing, so
I'll say
will.
I'm not planning on it.
That's a no. That's a no. He went to the bar last night. He wasn't with his kids. So tonight he's hanging out with the kids.
I got to put in some family time. We've been reading Harry Potter together at night, and they want to. We got to get some more pages in. They want to get pages in because
which Harry Potter
talk about
book
a lot of pages.
The first one. Oh, Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah. First one.
How many pages?
I've never
that
read
one?
It. So this
you've
is my
never
first
read it. Really?
No.
Okay. I stopped after 3. I was done. I watched. What is it? Up to Prisoner of Azkaban or whatever.
And then you just. Yeah, that was the last book Alex ever read.
Chamber of Secrets and Sorcerer's Stone and then Azkaban.
Sorcerer's Stone is what we're now. We have like a big extra illustrated edition that Ruby was given as a gift. So we are working our way through
we'll
that.
Enjoy.
Imagine that'll be in the docket. If it's supposed to be nice outside, maybe we'll...
Deck 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Probably a screen ports the bugs a little bit, right?
True,
now, you know?
True, yeah.
You gotta be in deck one.
I got bit up like crazy at training camp yesterday. I'm about you. My leg, I got bit up pretty good at camp. We've been all camp, no issue. And then yesterday, it wasn't the wasp bite. Otherwise, we would have found that out pretty quickly.
Plus, I told you, after the show, I have to go to UMKC. I have a big professor's meeting. Actually, I don't think that's what they're calling it. I also got invited.
Big professor's meeting.
Here's a follow-up. I did get invited to an employee mixer.
Should
I be going to... Employee mixers.
Some camaraderie with the staff, the faculty, I should say, at the university.
Faculty. Yeah, faculty. I'm a faculty member.
Yes.
So you're saying I should.
Some said, are you guys playing in the Pickle Con grudge match tomorrow night? Oh, yeah, we haven't really talked a ton about it, but tomorrow
I can't believe that's tomorrow.
Oh, same. tomorrow night, we're going to be at Bartle Hall. Pickle Con is going on. We're on, let me get the court number for you, but we will be playing Dana and Parks in pickleball. I've never played pickleball in my life, so if you want to see me make a fool of myself, please come out.
We're going to be on the main court. They say there's grandstands where we're playing. People can come and watch us.
Just what I need. Tomorrow, 7 to 8 p.m., and we'll be out there, 99.7 The Point, 106.5 The Wolf, 98.1 KNBZ, and then 610 Sports Radio, soon to be 96.5 FM. We'll be out there.
Make sure to wear your shirt.
I need to find it. We were handed.
You don't know where your shirt is?
We were handled a. No. It's actually a very like it's like SPF. Even though we're inside, so it doesn't matter. It's a pickleball shirt. We were given these 2.5 months ago. I have it. I gotta find it. I have it.
It's, you sure?
I gotta find it.
Positive.
It's probably in a drawer. I need to find it.
If not, then I will take your place.
But Drew, Drew, after one serve, you're probably taking my place. I'll be honest. I don't know the rules. It sounds like it's tennis. I don't know.
I hope that it's not bring your own paddle because I do not have paddle.
There's no chance I expect
price of I don't pickleball own. Paddles is
I have one I was
egregious.
Given for free from a sports betting company. It has their logo on it. I'll bring it in case.
Can you get us another one?
No, I was given. It was a giveaway thing.
Does the guy have a second though? Is he in town? And can he get me a new one?
How many pickleball records does Dana have?
How many heroes do we need to buy to one pickleball paddle?
We need a bunch of $9.65 heroes.
There are some pickleball.
I can't believe inflation came for our heroes, man. Yeah. That's tough.
That's right.
My aunt and uncle play pickleball. They've gotten into it, and they say some paddles, rackets, whatever you
want to
call
them. Yeah,
better than others, but say they run in the hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's like golf clubs.
Good high-quality ping pong paddle will cost you some good money, you know? But I don't think I play pickleball enough to require
grip it and rip it.
One.
Can you just grip it and rip it with this thing?
Mm-hmm. I've only played pickleball like 5 times. Drew played for like 8 hours the other day.
I played for 6 hours over the course of 2 days while I was on vacation, and that was the second time I've played. So I feel like Yeah,
you're subbing in at some point.
We will see you at PickleCon.
I have no idea what to expect.
Of your abilities? I've seen you play ping pong.
It's going to be terrible.
It's not going to be good.
No.
I don't think a paddle sport's your
I'm not going to have any feel because I haven't played either. So like, I'm either going to launch it or it's going to be way too short. There's going to be no...
You said we're playing indoors too. So one of the things that I had to adjust on
no
is...
No wind, so you're fine.
You're going into the wind or against the wind. So into the wind is great because you can hit the ball a little bit harder and it's not going to be as much of a penalty where... Obviously, indoors.
Someone did text it 913-586-7610 said $9.65 is next Thursday. Now they've got $6.10 for the fun today.
This is like us being like Netflix warning you of a rate change. Dear loyal customer of Cody and Gold, we know that you've been a hero for us before for $6.10. Starting next Thursday, though, $9.65 will now be the new low benchmark minimum.
We have to match it up. We are going to be 96.5 The Fan. On Thursday of next week, so that's when the rate goes up for 610 heroes becoming $9.65 heroes.
I've already had someone send us. I told you $15. Legend of Sack sent us $15, and then one of the other Twitch followers, Gary, sent me $6.10. Or no, he sent me $9.65. He's already paying the inflation for our new neon sign because, as a reminder, we need a new neon sign because we're going to rename the club. Still taking suggestions for that. We haven't found one that we think is as good. Club 610 had a good. Sound to it. It's going to be tough. Do we think the fan club? Is that what we're leaning towards?
Club 965. The 965 club.
The 965 club, maybe.
Got to work on it.
Club 965.
I'm still suggesting
like
the buzz.
You know,
like we get a buzz from drinking. I still think that might work. I don't want to rule that out. So let's at least consider that one still.
I just want one of these hats. We were at training camp yesterday. We already had some hats for 96.5. They were handed out to some people.
We didn't get one.
We gotta get some hats. I don't wear hats, but we gotta get some hats.
I mean, I like merch. Free mm-hmm. merch.
Who doesn't?
I'm no different than you.
I just saw Bob was wearing Bob was wearing the 96.5 The Fan hat this morning.
I believe there are some in our boss's office.
Beautiful.
I don't know if they're for us or not, but they're there.
I just like that. It's just like inflation even hitting the show fund. Sign of the times.
Reality.
We haven't, in fairness, we haven't raised the rate for you on the show fund since Creed is good. It's been the same price. Sometimes things change, you know? When we become 96.5 The Fan next Thursday, times are changing.
I feel like I'm just thinking about tomorrow. I think I'm going to be too into it.
That's fine. You can play for me. That's totally fine.
I've kind of got the same problem as Cody does, where when we play something or if we we do get too into it. Where I think it's gonna if you and I happen to be in and we get a point or somebody messes up, one of us is gonna be like, come on now, let's.
I had to catch myself. We were playing that wiffle ball game for the Cody and Gold Garage Sale this previous Saturday, and we're just playing against a nice family, just like a normal regular family, little kids there and all that stuff. And I like almost talked trash and stuff. I was like, rein it in. Like I had to tell myself, like, relax.
Calm down. Yeah.
They're not here to see you be crazy.
Until Dana and Parks say something and then it's on. Yeah.
And Parks likes to talk trash.
Actually, no, you're very
agree
right.
with that sentiment?
You know what? Yes.
Parks loves to talk trash. So he's kind of openly inviting.
Dana and Parks both play pickleball plenty. So if we were setting odds on the match, we are definitely underdogs. Definitely going to be like plus 400. We're 4-1 to win.
So there, yeah.
They're -300, -350.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's like, but you know what? We're the Bobby MVP race in this case. Let's put them down. You know what? Just
the
like
upset special.
Exactly.
And in front of everybody, evidently in front of the grandstand, as you said.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the main course.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go.
It said main court by the grandstand. I'm just telling you what the email said.
These poor people, they're at PickleCon. They take it seriously. They're all really good. And then they're like, they gave these guys the main
court. There's like semi-professional teams coming to this thing I saw in an email release. Mm-hmm. They're going to be embarrassed by us.
So we're playing for an hour, or is it?
We're not really playing for an hour. All the grudge matches will take an hour total.
If we're playing one game.
If we win, we play the next station.
If we play one game, it could be very, very quick. We're just playing one game.
No, if we win, which we're not,
it could also be long.
We'll play another station.
There's also a certain way that you call service and everything like that too. We'll have to get you up to speed on the rules. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. What are they going to do? Is someone really going to be like foot foul? Golds was in the kitchen
at PickleCon. We're probably going to get called out.
Do you think there's a ref?
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh man,
they're going to tell me I improperly served.
I'm not even nitpick here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Just get us some some side spin. If you slice the ball enough, it's going to do that side spin.
I'm not
Dana
worried
Parks
about
be able to catch up.
Drew.
I'm not worried about trying to get
the ball to spin.
just trying to get it over the net.
It's just like bowling. Like, don't worry about spinning if you've never bowled before. Just try to get it straight and see what happens. You know, you don't worry about trying to spin the ball the first time you go bowling.
Yeah. You throw a big curve on it.
You got to flick your wrist a little bit.
The first time you throw a baseball, you're not teaching people how to throw a slider. You're like, you're fastball, okay? Fastball. That's what we're doing. Fastballs and pickleball.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
I'm with you.
There's a lot of strategy, and I think it's more
you're trying to throw a knuckleball the first time you're up on the mound.
It's more like tennis than it is ping pong, in my opinion.
We're screwed, okay? We're screwed in this match tomorrow. I know.
I don't know because you said ping pong. I don't know if it feels like ping pong to you.
I think it feels like a combination,
definitely,
of ping pong and tennis.
All right, guys. Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending and back into one player in particular who hasn't probably gotten enough credit over the last month. That's next.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Number one on what's trending, it's that we are moving 96.5 The Fan, the new home for Kansas City sports. Next Thursday at 6 a.m., go live. We'll be on FM. Be on the Odyssey app still. We'll be your home for Chiefs, Royals broadcasts, K-State broadcasts, Missouri broadcasts, plus all your favorite 610 personalities. We're going to be on 96.5 The Fan, so we're really excited about this. We announced it a little bit earlier today. And for those that have been wondering just basically what that means for the 96.5 crew so far, they're already announced. Laszlo going over to 98.9 The Rock. So everybody's staying around in Kansas City.
We'll just be your new all sports home on the FM dial, 96.5 The Fan. Big move for sports. And like you said, everybody under one roof. So the play-by-play for the Chiefs, your boy Mitch Holtis, we'll be right here, 96.5 The Fan, starting next Thursday, as Royals baseball and so on. We'll be simulcast on 610 as well, if you'd still prefer the AM side. Next up on What's Trending, the Royals did get the win last night, 8-4. A couple of home runs by Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny Pasquantino got splashed by a giant Quick Trip Cup. Good feelings all around. Now only four games back of the Guardians in the division, half game back of the Twins for the second wild card spot, and a game and a half up on the Red Sox. We get a scoreboard walk the rest of the way. Felt like a big win last night. We're going to talk about one of the players who I think has flown under the radar only because Bobby Wood Jr. is Batman.
Next up on What's Trending, Nick Foles, Super Bowl champion Nick Foles, retiring from the NFL after 11 seasons. Spent a couple in Kansas City and now calling it quits. But he'll always be remembered for Philly special, winning the ring, and also a little nickname that he has. And,
lots of things.
Good on Nick Foles.
He was a starter for a while. He had that one great season under Chip Kelly. He obviously came in to win the Super Bowl. He's got some really big NFL moments for a guy that wasn't just a starter for 11 straight years in the league. He might have the best moments of what has been more a career backup than a career starter, but good for Nick Foles. Decent, really good career, honestly. Most guys don't get even that good of a career. Next up on What's Trending, the White Sox have let go of their manager, Pedro Grifol, firing him via an announcement this morning on social media. Grady Sizemore will take over as the interim manager. Pedro Grifol finishes 101 games below 500 as his tenure as the Chicago White Sox manager.
Yikes. And it wasn't all his fault, but obviously they were going to fire him at the end of the season. They decided not to wait and to start their process for a managerial search earlier. Their issues lie much higher up in the front office and ownership, to be exact.
Yes.
Lastly, on What's Trending, TV show coming up later on this fall. We mentioned, I think, a few months back that Travis Kelce was in discussions with Amazon on a Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity spinoff, if you will.
Yep.
And we now know the date on Prime, October 16th.
Okay.
October 16th, Travis Kelce.
Is that around the time we're going to Vegas for a second time?
We're going the week after.
Third time, okay.
We're going to Vegas, actually, in less than 2 weeks. Ultimate contest weekend. Going to be at Circa. Looking forward to that.
Think we had enough going on in August, man?
Busy couple weeks.
I already had a lot going on. August was already kind of busy for me, and now
all good
we're
going to
be 96.5 The Fan.
All good things,
busy
though.
Usually means good, yeah.
Yeah, we're busy for good reason.
What will 610 Day at the K be? The Fan Day at the K.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing's changing.
I will say,
the next time you go to the K, I don't know if this week, but the following homestand, if it doesn't happen, we did record a video this morning that will be on the Jumbotron at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Crown Vision.
To help you be aware that the new home for the Royals is 96.5 The Fan as of next Thursday.
People want me to do more and more acting these days, so here we are.
Oh, wow. This time I got to act with you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually a really good audition for my future acting jobs.
That's right.
I don't think I've ever had a Crown Vision video. I don't think, I've worked here for 5 years. I was the Royals insider, and I don't even think they put me on Crown Vision. I don't recall ever doing a single thing for Crown Vision.
First year we did the show, I was on there.
Yeah, you were. What the hell? Why am I always getting dismissed? This is nonsense.
You're on it with me this time, don't worry. We're on this together.
Yeah, that's true.
We're moving forward.
We're making progress.
Onward and upward, guys.
Someone says, Gold, are you hosting that betting show again? Yeah, that's the plan. That betting show. I don't have any details on times or days, but yeah. The plan is to do that betting show again this fall.
Noah Lyles just bronzed in the 200, by the way. Kenny Bednarik.
That's disappointing, right?
Bednarik.
That was his best.
And was he hurt?
Letsile Tobogo got gold and smoked it, too.
Did he get hurt? I'm watching the video right now. He looks like
he's more than just exhausted.
I don't know
if he cramped up. Something's
up. He's more than just tired. It looks like he's shaking his head and stuff. And they got the medical staff looking at him. So I wonder if that contributed to the bronze finish instead of a gold.
Americans was in silver and bronze, though. But yeah, a little bit disappointed. Couldn't do the double.
A couple more medals, but not the gold.
He'd have been the first since Carl Lewis to do the double.
Oh, jeez.
Obviously, a long time ago.
I mean, that's why you got to run a perfect
race. Actually, was going through stuff in like a storage area or whatever, like some old memorabilia stuff. I have a signed Carl Lewis photo. I might put that in the garage sale next year.
Nice. Have a signed Carl Lewis photo? Why?
Because just memorabilia collector.
That's awesome.
Why not? He's one of the great Olympians.
That's a really
I don't have it on display, admittedly. It's been in a box for a little while, so I think I might put that in the Cody and Gold garage sale next year. Stuff that's just going to sit in a box, might as well raise some money, right?
Yeah, I agree. It is nice to raise money.
Oh, sorry, I did just spoil it for somebody.
Just gave the update.
We usually try to give update. We try to warn people before we give updates.
I apologize heavily to that individual.
At least say update before you say that.
Sorry.
Stuff. Yeah, that's fair. That's on us. We actually have been pretty good about it.
No, it's not on us. It's on me. Don't even take blame.
We're a team.
It's on me.
People would probably rather blame me anyway. It's fine. I kept talking about it. I could have, tried to stop you.
All good, man. All good. Royals are off today. They're back at it tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, weird, just quick two-game series off on Sunday against the Cardinals. And during this stretch of games, understandably so, Bobby Wood Jr. continues to get a lot of attention. 2 home run night yesterday, put the team on his back. But in post game, Joel Goldberg had both Vinny Pasquantino and Bobby Wood Jr. because Vinny Pasquantino, when you're on a team with someone having the year like Bobby Wood Jr. is, it's probably easy to not necessarily notice what one other player, in this case Vinny, is also doing during a similar stretch. Now, nobody's saying he's putting up anywhere near the kind of numbers that Bobby is. But Vinny Pasquantino has been a huge reason why this team has continued to surge the way they are. When this team is on offensively, it involves Vinny Pasquantino as well.
Since May 1st, he's hitting .290 with a .330 on base percentage and 70 RBI. He has been a top 25, 30 hitter in baseball since that time. He had a bit of a slow start to the season, so I think sometimes you look at the back of the baseball card and you're like, shouldn't his numbers be a little bit better? No, he's top 5 in baseball and RBI. He is a sac fly machine. And what they need most when they got guys like Bobby Witt Jr. hitting in front of them is someone to get Bobby Witt Jr. home, which, by the way, is not a hard task. Just get the ball in the outfield. That's all it takes most of the time. Bobby sometimes is just standing at third for you already. And if not, a simple single will get Bobby Witt Jr. home from any place on the diamond, no matter what. He has had a really, really good year. And I know I didn't have any doubts about it because I was pretty high on what I had seen out of Vinny in the short sample size, but he had only played 140 games until this season. So we hadn't gotten a long look. He played 72 games his rookie year. He played really well in those games. He played 61 games in an injury plague shortened season last year. And coming off the shoulder injury, he's had another tremendous season. His batting average, by the way, is up to 270. Not that that should be the end-all, be-all, but he is having a great year. And honestly, I think if it weren't for Bobby Witt Jr.'s existence, we would probably spend a lot more time talking about his contributions to the offense. He also, I don't think we mentioned this earlier, he's better at first base than I was thinking he was going to. I didn't know what he was going to be at first base those first couple of years. He's pretty good over there. I know occasionally, like, people, like, he might reach for a ball and it kind of looks uncomfortable, but, like, he got good range. He, you know, he good stretch. He seems to get balls in the gap that I feel like he should. He's just a really solid first baseman. And, yeah, he's been a great hitter. I don't think he's been given enough credit, Gold. Do you think he'll ever be a 30-home run hitter, or is he just kind of like a 20-25 guy?
Yeah, well, you
he's
think
got
about
17
the,
this year.
Think about the lineup, though. I mean, this part factors into that answer. You know, knowing who's in front of him in the order and who's behind him in the order and what kind of pitches you're going to hit. If this team eventually has a solidified leadoff hitter, I'm talking long term, not just this year. I'm talking about in the future. If you're asking, can he be a 30 home run hitter? If they have a legitimate leadoff hitter and Bobby, and then it's Vinny batting, then you would think that the pitches that Vinny is going to see are going to be far better, right? And so I would lean towards there. That's the scenario where suddenly he's a 30 home run guy. That they have a legit leadoff hitter at some point in this era right now that we're in with the Royals.
Where he gets a little bit of the protection. They're really trying and to be careful Bobby. Around Bobby.
Yep.
And then he just starts getting some media. He's in a lot more home runs right now anyway.
And it's happening right this second.
Yeah. Bobby's so hot they don't want to pitch to him now anyway. And Vinny's starting to get a lot more home runs. He's hit, what, 5 in the last 10 days probably? I think it was like 12 or 13 home runs. He's up to 17 home runs, quietly sneaking up on 20. And there's still 50 games left to play. It's not a full third of the season, but it's not unreasonable to say that Vinny might be able to finish with 25 home runs this season. This was really important because the shoulder thing, we both thought it was a good thing because now put it to bed forever. He had been dealing with that injury for a long time, nursing it. Kind of the way like Michael Massey has to deal with his injury where you just didn't know when it was going to be a problem. And now that it's surgically repaired, it seems like it's not an issue at all. Everything seems good. Vinny seems square. And now he's the second best hitter on the team. He's a better hitter than Salvi. Salvi's got more power probably because Salvi just runs into some that go a very, very, very long way. But Vinny is the second best hitter on the team. He's just, you know, he's shadowed by Bobby's pretty good. Bobby, by the way, hit 2 home runs last night. Otherwise, we would have just come here talking about Vinny. How cool was that cup, by the way? The big Quick Trip cup? In February he sent a tweet out about
Yeah,
that.
When the Quick Trip promotion was announced for the Royals, with the Royals patch, which, by the way, nobody really cares about the patch anymore. I'm very freaked out at first. We said if they win, nobody's going to care, nobody's going to notice, and here we are. But yeah, he said, hey, I need that Q cup or whatever as the Salvi splash. And I think this was the first time we've ever seen that. They brought it out just in time for the summer, for August.
Do you think they'll use it the rest of the year?
Only when it's Vinny.
Because Vinny said, don't tempt me with a good time, or don't make promises you can't keep.
I think this is only with, I assume, I don't know to be a fact, I assume this is only when Vinny's one of the guests on postgame. He's the only one that gets dumped by the Quick Trip. I think. I don't
know.
I could
be wrong. Bobby's on your squad, and you have A-plus starting rotation. Those things add a bit of
challenge. The other thing Vinny said, though, is about this weekend, and what they're expecting as the Cardinals come to town.
Yeah, it's great. More importantly, we've got the Crosstown Rivals coming up on Friday, Saturday, so I'm expecting this place to be full when we look around. So we're excited for that. This place has been packed, and we're pumped for more.
We know what typically, unfortunately, when the Cardinals come to town, what the K can look like at times. This go-around, though, the Royals are right there in the wild card race. They're 4 back in the AL Central. They're playing good baseball, right? You got the best player in baseball, Bobby Wood Jr. on your team. You'd like to think that you can have a little bit more of a balanced crowd in favor of the Royals versus how it's been the last couple of years. And I think that's pretty telling when you have Vinny Pasquantino. He's not flat out like saying that, it'll be embarrassing if you don't pack it. But he's saying that he expects to see a full crowd, and he's not talking about Cardinals fans. I can tell you that.
No. Because it will be. I'm sure it'll be. The weather's supposed to be fantastic. I'm sure it will be packed at the K. I just don't want it to sound like that Cubs game. But there were still a lot of Royals fans there, too. Opposing fans are going to show up sometimes. The place should feel... Every game, I think, the K moving forward this year should feel like a playoff game. It's way too many important games the rest of the way. And they don't have that many home games left. The Royals play more on the road the rest of this season than they do play at home. So your number of home games left to view are shrinking slowly, and you want to get out there with the K before the postseason starts, which hopefully we'll get a game at the postseason, but the three-game set doesn't guarantee you a home game. You have to keep winning in order to get a game at the K. Otherwise, we'll just be watching them on the road, hoping they get back to Kansas City so that we can get a chance to watch them in the postseason once again. This has been this season, because last year was so bad, I thought they'd be more competitive. I still never thought we'd be here. I thought they'd be better than 56 games. I just didn't think they'd be in a playoff hunt. I was rooting for, like, I'd have been cool with like 73 wins. They're probably 5 or 6 wins away from that number or some. I don't know if they're that close, but they're close to what a number I would have accepted. And more importantly, they're dangerously close and getting closer to, if they finished 500, they would still maybe be a 90-win team. Like, a couple more wins in a row, and you can, like, start playing 500 baseball and be okay.
Our numbers are what, 75, 76, 77, I think?
Yeah, we're all under.
Our picks were...
Yeah, but we're all going to be under that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Way under that. You can't even bet at the Royals to win, to not 80. Finish 500.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't bet on 80 or more. It's only 90 or more now. The bets that are available at FanDuel and some of the other sports books that are out there.
Drew is having to sincerely apologize to people.
He's going one by one on the text line, apologizing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry
for spoiling the Olympics.
Please forgive me.
Normally we do say, hey, we're about to tell you who won blank event. You've got about 5 seconds. I'm about to tell you who's going to win this event, blah, 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 blah. And
you're just like, Drew, no.
We were talking about something else entirely. Something else entirely.
Do you
want to
spoil this water polo too while you're at it?
We were ending what's trending.
We were ending what's trending. And Drew said, oh, by the way, Noah Lyles, blank.
Yeah. I do to others what you would have done to yourself, and I would have not liked it to be spoiled, so I sincerely apologize to
it's all good.
Everybody.
We got penalty kicks here in water polo? They got...
I don't think they're penalty kicks.
I mean, it's a but penalty throw?
I don't think they're kicking.
Do you see her? She was standing right in front of the goalie.
I'm
just
guessing
her the goalie.
It's a shootout. A throwout.
What do they call it?
Yeah, I think it's a I think they said shootout.
So he's pretty hyped.
The U.S.
I don't want to spoil it in case you're a big Australian water polo fan.
Well, they were playing the U.S., weren't they?
I didn't see
you just revealed
Cody,
it.
Goodness.
You just revealed it. You didn't even say it.
Did we just not talk about?
I just said I didn't want to spoil it.
Do you want to know what you said now that you've said it? You said, I don't want to spoil it if you're a big Australia water polo fan.
I didn't say anything. I just said I didn't want to spoil things.
But why, as an American, why would you say that?
Sorry.
That's tough.
Jeez.
We do have a Serbia US. That is not going to be spoiled.
Do I want to ruin another? Yeah. Well, put another event on, please, NBC.
Long jump.
Long jump.
Or triple jump. I don't know which one it is.
Not sure. Tara Davis Woodall.
Yeah. She jumped.
She jumped.
Is that
she jumped.
Well
she just done. Jumped. Yeah. She just jumped, you guys. She just jumped. Mm-hmm.
Someone says, that's it. I'm leaving. I'm switching to 96.5 now.
Yeah.
As long as you stay there till Thursday, it's fine with me. Like, keep staying there after Thursday.
I'm done listening. I'm switching to 96.5.
If you missed the news earlier, next Thursday we will be 96.5 The Fan. If you think we've told you a lot now, we're going to keep telling you all the way till Thursday. And then probably a little after Thursday.
And then more.
And
more,
then probably
more.
A little bit more after that. We're going to, whatever the commercial is where you're like, I'm not sure I can hear that one. You're going to hear it a few more times. It's a big transition for us. It's a big opportunity for the station, and it's great for listeners.
I'd say most importantly, it's awesome for Kansas City sports fans. For the first time, if you're a sports fan in Kansas City, you have an FM station that's all sports that is going to have the Chiefs and the Royals games. It's going to have K-State games and Missouri games, plus all the shows you guys are used to listening to right now on 610, all going to be on 96.5 The Fan. And this is something we've wanted to have happen for a long time, and it fits that we're making this switch now while we have a team going for a three-peat in the Chiefs, a Royals team trying to get back to the postseason, the World Cup a couple years away, just the sports heater that this city is on right now. It makes a lot of sense that now's the right time to do it. So we couldn't be more excited.
Two teams maybe in the college football playoff? All
three have a chance to get in the college football playoff.
Certainly talk about all three teams. Well, you get play-by-play for two of the three locals and the Royals and the Chiefs right here. Mitch Holtis will be on 96.5 The Fan. Our guy Jake Eisenberg, Denny Matthews, they'll be a 96.5 The Fan. We're going to be under one roof, an all-sports FM station, like you said, for the first time in Kansas City history.
Yeah, 96.5 The Fan. Thursday at 6 a.m. I'm going to switch over.
I appreciate the text line. Said, hey, well, hold on, wait, what's the station you're switching to again? I missed
it. It'll be 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just in case. We got to tell you a couple of times, you know? Still taking suggestions for the new name for Club 610. Club 610. Oh, man. Next Friday, can we hold one more Club 610 as a memorial?
Well, tomorrow I'm having a club 6:10 with Rob. You chose to not show up.
I have a doctor's appointment.
Is this about the finger?
It's about the foot. I got to get the foot looked at. I got to get the super bone.
Yeah, Bink's going to be filling in for you tomorrow, and then Rob Collins is going to be in for what could be the last official club 6:10.
Yeah.
Before it becomes the 965 club, or Cody wanted to name it the buzz hour or something.
I just wanted to call it the buzz, like we're getting a buzz from drinking.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be a good name for it.
I think it's fair to bring that up as a possibility, but there's limitations.
Something tells me we won't end up going with that.
Yeah.
I think we should consider it or some segment.
We're considering. I'm considering. <Ben's> considering. We're considering.
Lots of considering.
We're considering.
Mm-hmm. So, man, we're going to need some sort
of... The fan club is the easiest layup one. It's just, is that too obvious?
Is it too on the nose?
Is the fan club too obvious? That's what we don't know. We're trying to decide.
And we want to get a bigger batter neon sign. Some of our friends over on Twitch sent us like $20. Some of the big ones are only like, the one that looks like a jersey was only like $80. So this one was only like 20.
Yeah.
Got to get a new neon. Got it. Maybe get a disco ball this time. Should we up the vibes?
We have to determine this name by Monday or Tuesday next week, I think.
I think you're probably right. I just think I'd like to have next Friday, even though we will be 96.5 The Fan, I'd like to have one more in memoriam.
Oh, because you're missing
like
tomorrow.
The final episode. Close. I mean, it's not like that we're staying around. It's like it doesn't have to be the final episode of Cheers, you know, and the bar's closing.
I'm going
to
miss Club 6:10. Like, it's going to be a new thing.
Oh, okay. Does that mean that we need some new club music then? Is that we are transitioning officially?
I think
everything is
club is changing club names.
Under new means, not under new ownership, but
under new management. Under new management. So
somebody said Fan Club Friday.
Fan Club's pretty good because it does.
It's obvious, but it works. 96.5 The Fan. So it's we got the Fan Club coming up at 1 o'clock tonight, kind of thing.
I don't want to. I think happy hour is too cheesy as well.
It needs to have the station enough. Somehow so connected.
It needs to either have our names or the station.
Someone
names.
Says the Fan to a Club.
Oh boy.
Super Bone and Drinks. That's an interesting dive bar, not a club. That's more of a dive bar, I think.
Yeah.
Someone said earlier.
Club Fantastic.
Ooh, I actually don't hate that.
Ooh,
Club Fantastic.
Club Fantastic.
That might be the winner.
Ooh,
right, Drew. Drew likes that one.
Fantastic.
Sponsored by Twin Peaks, right, Drew?
From the 816. Will Cody come to work more often now that you're on the FM? Same amount. I'm planning on coming to work the exact same amount I come now. You know.
If they want to sponsor Club Fantastic, then hey.
Club Fantastic. That would make for a cool neon.
Club Fantastic.
Club Fantastic.
Let me Google that and see if somebody's using that. Club Fantastic. I feel like that's a strip club. I feel like that's a strip club.
Probably.
What is?
I just feel like Club Fantastic. It's like a strip club.
I mean,
this just pulls up a couple songs that are named like groups and YouTube channels. I don't think there's a business. I think we're good.
Perfect.
Club Fantastic.
Fantastic.
That might be a winner. We'll see.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
We're back at it tomorrow. Cody's going to go find out if he has gout from a second doctor or not. Jeez. After being told he doesn't have one. He's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
No gout. I don't have gout.
Bink is going to fill in with me tomorrow. Rob Collins will join us. And again, we're excited for next Thursday when 96.5 The Fan is born here in Kansas City. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.